Let me say first that I accept the nomination of the Democratic Party. The rights of man, the civil and economic rights, essential to the human dignity of all men, are indeed our goal and are indeed our first principle. My record of 14 years in supporting public education, supporting complete separation of church and state, and resisting pressure from sources of any kind should be clear by now to everyone. I hope that no American, considering the really critical issues facing this country, will waste his franchise and throw away his vote by voting either for me or against me because of my religious affiliation. It is not relevant.
Let them come to Berlin. And there are even a few qualified young Alabama residents who happened to be born Negro. They were admitted peacefully on the campus due to the commission to the conduct of the students at the University of Alabama. This nation was founded by men of many nations and backgrounds. Founded on the principle that all men are created equal, and that the rights of every man are diminished, but the rights of one man are threatened. And it ought to be possible for American citizens of any color to register and vote in a free election. A Negro baby born in America today, regardless of the section of the state in which he was born, has about one half as much chance of completing a high school as a white baby born in the same place on the same day. One third as much chance of completing college. One third as much chance of becoming a professional man. Twice as much chance of becoming unemployed. About one-seventh as much chance of earning $10,000 a year. A life expectancy, which is 7 years short, and the prospects of earning only half as much.
18 years ago, the advent of nuclear weapons changed the course of the world, as well as the war. Since that time, all mankind has been struggling to escape darkening prospect of mass destruction on Earth. In an age when both sides have come to possess enough nuclear power to destroy the human race several times over, the world of communism and the world of free choice have been caught up in a vicious circle of conflicting ideology and interest. Each increase of tension has produced an increase of arms. Each increase of arms has produced an increase of tension. In these years, the United States and the Soviet Union have frequently communicated suspicion and warnings to each other, but very rarely hope. Our representatives have met at the summit and at the brink. They have met in Washington and in Moscow. United Nations. But too often these meetings have produced only darkness, discord, or disillusion. Yesterday, a shaft of light cut into the darkness. Negotiations were concluded in Moscow on a treaty to ban all nuclear tests in the atmosphere, in outer space, and underwater. Thank you, and good night.